Unmute. All right. I guess that would help if I unmute the thing. It's a good thing I checked. I've been talking for 2 hours and nobody would have heard me. Hello. Okay, here we go. Yep, that's where. All right. Just double checking everything, making sure we're good to go. See here. Got Selma. Test, test, test. Okay, can you guys hear me on Rumble? Okay, live here. Okay, cool. We are live. All righty. All right, I'm going to talk about on the show today. What am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about a bunch of stuff, really. I'm going to talk about, you know, disinformation. Disinformation, dad information, information, right? We get hit with all kinds of information, right? And we wonder sometimes, where does this shit all come from? Like, where does it come from? What is really going on? You know, are we really getting the accurate information? You know, and you have to understand that we are in a lot world today where everything is sleight of hand. Everything's sleight of hand. Doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter where you come from, doesn't matter what country you're coming from. A lot of this stuff coming in today, we have a lot of people that want to be the hero of the hour. You know, and again, some people are legitimate, and you have to sort of kind of take that to, you know, because there's some people that are legitimate, they're trying. But what winds up happening is we get distracted with the entertainment. This guy's got Alex Jones has got a name, Michael Mark Danger Ranger's got a name, and you got, you know, Bob Louis Screwy and Dr. So-and-so, and this doctor is selling you, you know, rainbow condoms, and this one's selling you plain condoms, and one's going to give you more energy than the other one. I mean, there's all this, you know, stuff. So we get a report this week about tobacco, nicotine, lean, mean nicotine. And, you know, it got me thinking, we were getting these sensationalized outbursts from all these different places, you know, and we have to realize as well that a lot of times that's what they are. These are outbursts. And again, a lot of times too, when they're showing you stuff, a lot of it's in a controlled environment. And a lot of it is based on ignorance, because there's a lot they don't know, and what they're promoting or propagating is based on some marketing scheme we used to call back in the day marketing science. Marketing science. Just take an ounce of truth, maybe a half an ounce of truth, and mix it with fantasy, fairy tale, and we get this concept that we have something. Oh, we got this pill. It's going to give us a red S on the chest, blue underwear, leap tall buildings, bullets will bounce off, I'll have x-ray vision, I can move faster than the speed of light. You know, all these wonderful cosmic comic book images, you know. So I got this thing with the nicotine is going to stop the replicating machine. That's all bunk, total bunk. In fact, I put an illustration in the Substack where you can see how nano assembly and nano repair actually work. And what will happen is if you apply any kind of material, doesn't matter what it is, any kind of material, even frequencies, light, sound, magnetics, electrical, heat, you know, chemistry, this thing has an adaptive feature that it can compensate. And what a lot of these so-called researchers don't get is you can knock it down, but when it comes back, it has come back and adapted. This is why so many things don't work today, why so many people are wasting their money, and why so many people won't realize what they're dealing with, what they're actually dealing with. You know, we are dealing with a functioning program. Now, the very fact that something can self-assemble, self-replicate, self-repair, escapes a lot of people with the idea that when something can do this all by itself, would imply very strongly that what we're dealing with is not just metallic material or or nanomaterials or any kind of proteins, peptides, anything that has this tech embedded or inserted or programmed into it can do these things on their own. So if it has the capacity to self-replicate and self-repair itself and then self-assemble, it can put itself together. You can program these things to get in the body, and then it's got already in its operating function to self-assemble. Can be activated from within or without. Can have the activation program access as soon as it hits your body temperature, hits your biochemistry, can hit your electrical, can hit light, sound. See, it's not a material that you're just trying to use a magnet to pull out of or a chelating agent to bind with. You can use these things, and you may get some effect, some. But it will eventually morph. Morphing means changing or adapting. And once it adapts to whatever you're doing, now it has taken another step forward. So whatever things you're using, this is why things don't work. See, everyone thinks they take something for a couple of years. I feel so good. I use, you know, methylene, gold, nano, silver, silica, zeolite, and I hit myself with a magic wand, and I feel good. Then a couple weeks later, oh, I feel like shit. That's why I told people not to use the electrical devices, any electrical devices, on anyone that's been jabbed, because nobody understands the full impact of lipid nanoparticles and the programming that's been embedded in there. And eventually what may wind up happening, again, I don't know for sure because I'm more familiar with it, but I'm not versed with it enough to give you a determination. But I can give you a speculative view, a hypothesis, a concept or idea that, based on what I've learned so far and what I've researched so far, this is not something to tamper with because we don't know anything about it. So when people tell you know, people, oh, I use this and then I'm great and wonderful and blah, 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 we will see. Because the LNP will have, if it's got 10 to the 50th power, like the Moderna documents are saying, then we have a problem because it may have some feature in it to allow it to adapt. And it's integrated with the technology part of it as well. It's not just some simple, I'm going to cut this off or cut this off. You have to cut it all off at the same time. You have redundancy programs in these programs. These people that design these things are not stupid. They've been working on this shit since the 60s. You know, everything that they compiled and put together is not just some simple thing some guy's going to find in a university lab that's being paid for by Monsanto or Bayer or some other drug company. This is where majority of these labs get their funding from. They're told what to say and what to do, and most of the time it's just bullshit. But we have to realize that that's, you know, we're on the planet called bullshit. So it's to be expected that everything we hear and see on this planet is bullshit, and it's going to come out as bullshit. And people have been made to believe that bullshit is real. That's the way it is. The MKUltra program that's been running for a long time, since the 50s and beyond, you know, when Michigan and Quebec were exchanging the research and furthering the whole mind control and the programming and the manipulation of people across North America and then later on to different parts of the world to implement the fantasy that we're believing in these days. The New Age movement came from the MKUltra. People don't know that either. People are following some mind control program that the MKUltra had developed. It's in one of the books that they've got. They've got a lot of them out there, but one of them shows you that they brought this in, they integrated all this shit, these partial truths, and they mix this and they mix that to further water down and dilute whatever people were believing in the day. That's why we have so much confusion today, and that's why so many things have been buried, because we have been redirected and been programmed, and the program is functioning. People cry out, the universe, oh, the universe. And when you ask them, when you seriously ask them, what is this universe you're talking about? You know, I thought the universe was just some massive matter where, you know, all the planets were compiled and composed in whatever orbits or whatever settings that they're in. So talk to me about this universe. But this is what the MKUltra substituted the word God for, or creator, or whatever you want to, however way you want to define God, Vishnu, or not Vishnu, sorry. Oh, hell, there's so many names. You know, Allah and Jehovah and all these names are out there today. You know, but when you're looking at all this stuff that's, again, being perpetrated, look where this is all gone. Look where this is all gone. We went from God, creator, great spirit, Jehovah, Allah, to the universe. And now with this universe concept, where are we at today? We have become a corrupt genetic species with this concept of going into a science to alter people's genetic codes as an experiment to harvesting people's organs. This is what we went from. What we went from, you know, sacrificing people way back in the day, which was probably still going on, but again, hidden under the carpet, under the curtain, behind the curtain was hidden. So today it's wide open and flagrant. We got kids being beat to hell so they can get adrenochrome out of them. We got people going to murder assisted in death. It means something. They use the M word for something. I just call it what it is, murder. Murder assisted in death. But you know what? I found the 10 states in the United States that's also offering MAID. Did you know? And they call it MAID. They call it MAID as well. Did you know that? America, land of slaves, ruled by the mentally depraved. Do you know they have programs now running in? And the only reason why it's not in all the states is because it never was legislated. There are no laws in some states. So now they have to write the laws for MAID. Because you know who's going to get, you know who's going to get slaughtered there? You know who's going to get slaughtered there? It'll be the seniors on fixed pensions. It'll be the military, you know, guys that served their country, thought they were serving their country. But in fact, they were serving, you know, some other foreign national. Went over and got shot, wounded, or damaged, and now are being kicked to the curb. You know, the veterans, you know. Hey, Zoe, you made it. Okay, we got Zoe, Jesus, Evelyn in the Sky. We got Ryan, VA Prepper. Who else popped in? Fake and Ache. There was somebody else. I missed some. Oh, Eye in the Sky. Okay. So anyway, we got all this shit going on. You know, in the name of whatever MKUltra bullshit that's, you know, being perpetrated today. And we got all kinds of things that the MKUltra brought in that was also very demonic. Open the doors, open the portals, expand your mind, clear your mind. This was the propagation of the day. Open your mind, clear your thoughts. Allow us to fill your head with bullshit. Okay. And today we see Canada bought into that philosophical horseshit, and the country is just fucked. And now we have the parliament and those in parliament who are also under the same MKUltra programming. We made it. Oh, you got the notification. Cool. Sometimes you get them and sometimes you don't. I don't know why that works the way it is. I didn't get a chance to find a mass emailing program. I got to find one yet. I haven't got to it. I was busy doing other things. I'm still trying to come up with a new idea as far as emitting. We become emitters. I mean, we're already being transmitters. or transceivers. I just thought maybe we should just, you know, take it another step further and use their technology against them. I'm just my thought anyway. A lot of this came through the UN. Oh, the UN for sure. But it was all designed by the MKUltra. These were government agencies written by the CIA. They were using all kinds of ways and means to figure out how to mind control us, mind hack us, control us, how to get rid of leaders that were not willing to go along with the agenda. Most of those UN representatives, very few of them have any balls. Very few. Most of them are Luciferian and worshiping Lucifer. Most of them are just playing the role. They're not really there. They look important. They sound important, but they don't really have any importance. Their whole economics is based on the fact that this theater has to play. All the global leaders that are in power today are there because they are actors and they have to present and act to continually fool the general population. This all comes from the Hollywood aspect of the MKUltra program. And this is what we're seeing today. So a lot of times what we're talking about, even with science, and again, you're talking about some of the most ridiculous shit that I've ever seen in the last 40 years. Ideas and concepts. A lot of these devices that are in the health food industry is, again, it's designed to hack your DNA or to transfer that DNA to a database. It gets picked up. A lot of these devices don't do much. You know, the devices that actually work are the devices that will disengage operating systems and operating functions. If they're not doing that, and all that anybody's doing today is loading up their bodies with more technology, but based on the bullshit that's being marketed today and how it's being presented, people that believe, especially a lot of New Agers, they fall for this shit all the time because they don't read. And what they do read is the marketing bullshit. I bought copper tape and was wondering if I lined the inside of my hat. It will have an effect. It could shield. It could, but your head may get hot. You got to remember the microwaves that are coming, the EMP frequencies are coming, will cause, it, like I said, if the frequency or the shielding you have has a certain limitation and the frequencies you're getting hit with exceeds that limitation, it's going to go through. Back in 1985, they said they could go through any Faraday cage. They had this technology since 1985 or probably even before. But they came out and announced it back in 1985. So if you have any kind of Faraday, it has to be able to match what it's being attacked with. Okay, if you got something, if your copper can block, let's say, you know, a 100 gigahertz, and they put 101 gigahertz, it's going to go through. Now, whether it's going to impact you negatively, maybe not, again, depending on the limitation and the frequency itself and when it penetrates. I mean, so again, you have to think in those terms. If your shield can only block 100 pounds and 500 pounds hits it, it's going to smash right through it, right? So we don't call it pounds. We call it frequencies or hertz or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, the electrical or electronic version of what I just said is an analogy. So like I said, if you got something that can stop 100 pounds of force and you got something coming at you with 500 pounds of force, then guess what? Your barrier is not going to do the trick. That's why we need to utilize polarizations and ionic fields around you, or even EMF frequencies emitting from you out, to create an extra layer or an extra barrier to whatever you're already doing. But like I said, so you won't get that by following some new age. The universe is going to provide. The universe is going to do that. The universe is going to wipe my ass for me, you know, and it never happens. So you can't just read the pie in the sky that they want you to believe. See, the MKUltra was pretty smart. They really were. Yeah, you have to give credit. They took all the centralized themes of all the belief systems And they just gave it a different title and utilized that whole thing, right? Christians believe that God will provide. The Hebrews believe that Jehovah will provide. The Muslims believe that Allah will provide. Well, these are true. You know, these are very true facts. But the thing is, you have to also apply to get them. Can't just say, okay, God's going to just rub a lamp and get three wishes and away you go. It doesn't work that way. But the way they did it and how they did it basically compelled people to believe a lot of this shit based on some emotional fulfillment. You know, they're special. They feel special and whatever. You know, we have a tri-field EMF meter, but I don't think it will show 5. No, it won't show 5G, but if there is some other frequency that's there, it will pick up. You know, it will pick up. Might pick up 3G, 4G, 4G plus, you know, but it will pick up a magnetic field. It may not give you the full range. Whatever its limitations is what it will grab, just like anything else, right? Everything has a limitation. Everything. So if you can get the most sophisticated meter out there right now, but it too will have a limitation. Could be range, or it could be field, it could be force. They all have some limitation. So anyway, going to all this theorems, hypothetics, concepts, philosophies, spiritual, religion, political, ideologies, philosophicals, all these things that are out there today are there to give you a theme. A mirage, an illusion, some kind of conceptual idea. They got you thinking in terms of in visuality, because when you're looking at things through visuality, everything looks good. They're tapping into your imagination. They're tapping into your creative mojo. And so what happens is you start thinking in these terms, and then you start, and then the devil's in the details, though. It's always been. I can, you know, in my head, picture something. I want $1 million. I have $1 million. You know, all these math. I'm going to be a millionaire. But the reality is, I have nothing to substantiate that. Okay, unless I have the substance to substantiate what I'm talking about, I have nothing. You know, you have a concept. You have a belief. You have a feeling. You have some kind of idea. Show me the substance. See, that even biblically, it says faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the substance. Another version says faith is the grounds. The grounds are what you believe. Okay, you're the facts. So these are what we need to go by today. Now, the other question is, what are the facts? Well, that's a good question, because it all depends where you're at in your understanding and your development in any field, from mathematics to magnetics, from genetics to proteins. It all depends where you are at the moment. Until you begin to evolve your understanding of whatever is around you, whatever you're doing, and whatever direction you go to, you know, you may just have a fundamental idea. And if all you know is your little environment, and you've never gone out anywhere else, you can't expect to understand somebody else's view or perspective if all they know is their little four square area. If someone's traveled the world or has been dealing with all kinds of things all over the place and has gone to different environments and developed certain things, their understandings and their development and their evolution is way far more advanced. But we think that we are the center of the world. That's always the case. It's always been the case. Until someone can come along and show you something substantial. See, I can watch a video on the internet, and I can watch a lot of things. How many of you watch the videos where guys are making free energy? They're wrapping up a coil, they got a motor, and they got it plugged into a thing, and they got magnets here and magnets there, and this thing, the generator is spinning, and all of a sudden they got this plugged into the plug-in, and then you plug your lights, and all of a sudden this thing's lighting up all these lights. How many of those things have you watched are just bullshit? They've got a hidden battery. They've got a power line that you can't see running to the side. Or they're actually powering up the unit with a power supply to get this thing to turn, to do the job. See, like I said, it all depending on where you are at in your development is where you're going to get the truth of whatever it is you're getting or doing. Truth will set you free. Okay, then you have to ask the question, what is true? What is true today? What is really true today? You know, found something interesting called the Bioinitiative Report. It shows what levels and numbers are dangerous, like 0.4 microwatts per square meter. Yep. Well, they've been killing us with energy weapons. They've been killing us with genetics, bioengineering. They've been killing us with this nanotechnology. They've been killing us with chemtrails. They've been killing us with, environmental pollutants or epigenetic factors have been killing. They've been killing us for a long time. What we've been led to believe by the medical field and by the pharmaceutical industry is that we are having these physical health issues as a result of some other bullshit that they're telling. They tell you they don't know, but yet they're ready to give you a drug for something they don't even understand. The truth of the matter is none of us would be sick today. Not one person would be sick today if we didn't have all these towers, we didn't have all these cell phones, we didn't have all these chemicals, dumped as a waste haven for all these factories. We wouldn't be sick today if the air didn't have all the chemtrails and all these other pollutants coming from smokestacks. We wouldn't be sick today if we weren't eating bioengineered foods, genetically engineered or genetically modified organisms. We wouldn't be sick today. If you do a direct correlation about today's times and how healthy people are, back when I was growing up, you had one person out of maybe 100 that had a health issue. Today, it's like 10 out of 10. And that all changed in the last six decades. All of it. From the 60s to where we're at today, all that changed. How many of you have relatives that are 88 years old? 90 years old, maybe 100. How many of you have that? Look at the year they were born. And look what their environment was like. They had clean water, cleaner water. They had food that was far more nutritional in value. They had cleaner air. They had all these factories spewing out all this shit. They didn't have chemtrails above them. Look at it. And what did they use for a communication device? A telephone, not a cell phone. All these factors have come into our lives in the last 6 years, and in the name of convenience and in the name of stupidity, because most people are stupid, sorry, but they are, I'd say about 95% of the population on the planet is stupid, based on what I'm seeing here in this part of the world, plus who I talk to on the other side. We have people today, generationally, are just stupid. They have become incapacitated with their ability to rationalize and to think logically or form some kind of opinion based on facts rather than feelings. I feel this. I feel so good about this. Ooh. I'm going to go to the casino because I feel lucky. You go to the casino, come back broke, but I knew it, that's a spirit, that's a frequency talking to you, that's a voice of the skull, I hacking you, go to the computer, hey, it might be a lucky day, go and gamble your paycheck, go gamble your month's rent away, I feel so good, I'm going to the liquor store, I'm buying some liquor, And you're going to go to the liquor store. And you're going to buy, because I feel so good. If you're feeling that good, you don't need any liquor. This is how we think. I shouldn't say we think. This is how we're programmed. This is how you feel. This is how you feel. It makes us, makes, if you make us the copper helmet with copper spikes so we can communicate with the aliens for $500, just be sure that you sign it by Tony for entertainment purposes. Yeah. There you go. But this is where they're getting everybody on. Feeling. Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. You know, this is what we're getting everybody on. Not thinking. Not logic. Not real science. Not fact. Feelings. My grandfather died in 2004 at 94 years old. Cigars and whiskey. That was the key to longevity. That's probably what killed all the viruses and bacteria and fungus is the nicotine. And the alcohol. '94, wow. Imagine being on a planet for 94 years. 94 years you have to put up with bullshit. 94 years you have to put up with a fucking lie. Unbelievable. 94 years. What a place. What a place. But this is where we are at today. All these goofy-ass gurus and these goofy-ass quackers that are in the medical field today or in the health food industry today or in the nutraceutical industry. Let's call it that. Nutraceutical. We're in the nutraceutical because doctors have taken over. The FDA has given that to the pharmaceutical companies. You ever notice when you go buy some nutraceuticals, they have no nutrition, and a lot of the vitamins are now contaminated? Notice that? That's because the pharmaceutical industry got involved heavily with it. They were always a part of it. But today, if you go look up who owns what, just about every pharmaceutical company owns some vitamin company that's being sold in the health food industry. They're not gonna let about $100 million or $200 million a year industry go down the toilet. That's why, you know, all these countries are shooting and screaming and hollering about, you know, controlling the supplement industry. What's keeping that in check isn't people protesting. That's the biggest myth going. It's the pharmaceutical industries, because they will lose a lot of money. I think in Canada alone, and I could be wrong, maybe it's higher, but I think it's between a $50 or $100 million a year industry. You know, maybe it's higher. I think it's been some time since I've actually looked at the amount of money that may, it might be in the billions today. Do you think the pharmaceutical industries have got invested in those nutraceuticals are going to want to cut that loose? You know, there you go. They're not going to surrender that easy. And so what they do, instead of regulating them, they put on the health protection VIN numbers on the vitamins in Canada, because as long as they meet the criteria of the government's, you know, version of the FDA, they can sell it. They just got to have that number. In other words, they have paid a license to sell you shit. It's like the organic farmers. They go 7 years, 8 years not having anything, and they pay for these licenses, and yet their food isn't any better than anybody else's going around today, contrary to what you've been taught. Since their crop is also being chemtrailed on, since their crop is also being exposed to bioengineered pollen or genetically modified organisms that are floating in the air, or something that was genetically engineered on the seed level that's in the water table. So there's no special anything here. But what they have done, what they have promoted, is the feeling of security, the feeling that it's okay. Oh, I feel so good. I went and bought organics. Ooh, I feel so good. Yeah, you can go to organic McDonald's. How about an organic Burger King? How about an organic Kentucky Fried Chicken? How about an organic Taco Bell? Actually, or, you know, when you think about it, Taco Bell is organic. It's all organic. You got beans, you got tacos, you make them. Okay, the beans are genetically modified. The tacos are genetically modified. The greenery that they're using has been genetically sprayed or has pesticides. The meat isn't real meat. It's just, you know, TVP, HVP, and some surprise spices, which are probably MSG and other wonderful things. So it's organic. It's organic. It comes from the field. It comes from the farm. Mind you, it has chemtrails all over it. Glyphosate's on it. Nanosilver is a pesticide, you know, endocrine disrupting pesticides. What more could you want? What more could you want? That's what's in your organics as well. So, oh, they don't spray. They have to spray. They have to spray. They don't spray, their crop gets wiped out. They have to spray, just like everybody else. They may not use the same chemical compositions, but they have to spray. They have to do something. See, if everything was grown indoors under a light, sunlight, sunlit greenhouse, that would be by far safer than anything you're going to eat out in the field today. I'm not saying it's perfect, and I'm not saying it's the way to go. I'm just, well, it is the way to go, but I'm not saying it is the end-all, be-all. They do things as well. And you got to remember something. When you buy something in the store, you go down the ketchup and mustard aisle. You go down the mayonnaise aisle. You go down the tomato sauce. What do you think is in that shit that you're buying? What do you think? How many of you actually read the label of some of these products? Artificial natural flavor, soybean oil. Why is soybean oil such a wonderful fucking thing to put in your food? Got nothing but side effects, endocrine disrupting chemicals, premature aging, pancreatic damage, digestive damage. I mean, what is so good about it? Oh, but you know, it's $1.99. This was $10. I get $9.99. You see, this is what happens. They get you on that feeling. They get you on this, well, this is $1.99, but this is $9, and it's only 500 mils, and this is, you know, 1,000 mils. And I get the concept. Tomatoes are for ketchup. Yeah, for sure. Not just ketchup. Any made from corn, wheat, oat, barley, rice, rye, buckwheat, quinoa. It's all loaded with nano. You go to the Alpha store, you know, you go to this snack section. Oh, I'm going to get me a little, you know, square here. It's got fruit, organic cherry or blueberry, organic flour, organic butter, organic whatever. And you break it all down. Well, see, the fruit's loaded with nanotechnology, and it's assembling as we're speaking. The breading has also got nanotechnology, and it's also, you know, it's also networking, you know, it's like, oh, but people don't think that way either. Yeah, aquaponics would probably be best, but when you're looking, even if you got synthetic liquid minerals, what is a synthetic liquid mineral? Again, is it something that they synthesized? Is it something they broke down? And if, and even in the field, I mean, think about this, Do plants get organic minerals? No. They get rock. They get an actual rock. And what breaks down that rock is the bacteria and the fungus in the soil. That's what breaks it down. That's what converts it into something that is used by the plant. A lot of fungus attaches itself to the plant's root base. And then that's what actually feeds, breaks down, and reconstitutes the minerals so that the plant can use it. And then in return, the plant gives the fungus sugar. So nothing is what we're being is being expressed is correct. And if the minerals are more than just three minerals, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, you got a full array of minerals, and you mix them in a ferment, something that will break that down for them, it'll work. Biology is biology. If I take iron from the ground, or I take iron, I put it together in the lab, I extract it, it's still the same, well, depending on what form of iron. But iron is iron. Fish under and plants on top of me. Well, that's the aquaponic. That's ideally the way to go. You know, when you feed the fish, the duckweed or whatever you're going to feed them, okay, that when they shit that in the water and the water's recycled into the plants, you got the bacteria in the plants that are going to activate the mineral uptake. So it's the same idea, whether we're using cows, whether we're using sheep, goats, you know, chickens, turkeys, ducks, it's the same idea. This is why God made these things the way he did. It's interesting. We look at a cow. The cow is the perfect environmental protecting animal out there. It eats grass. It will plow your field. It will shit back the grass that it just ate with it fermented with the bacteria to reload, to reinvigorate the soil. It's the perfect ecosystem support. Then they tell you why you shouldn't eat cows. You know, their farts. Oh, the nitrogen farts are affecting the sky. Oh. Doesn't the ground need nitrogen? So if they fart, where's it going to go? Into the ground. Who benefits? We do. Cows wouldn't have as much nitrogen. You didn't feed them all this damn soy or corn. And loaded these plants up with high levels of nitrogen. See, everything is about super speed, you know, volume. Again, who comes up with this? You know, who comes up to this? With 20 grams of sugar, are the herbs indoors? They're all out, pretty much they're all outdoors too. Brandy stocked without caramel coloring, two veal, lamb, and greenhouse grown fruits and vegetables, Yeah, so, you know, like I said, in today's time, what we're at today and what we have to do today to give yourself a more nutrient-dense diet is to eliminate its exposure to the things that are breaking it down and infiltrating it on a genetic level. People don't understand that the genetics of a plant affect us just because we are exposed to it. The genetics of a cow affects us. The genetics of a pig affects us. This is one of the reasons why biblically they were told not to eat pig. Because if the pig ate, dead shit, carrion, and it died in the desert, they would have wound up getting the same diseases. You know, They are the perfect vacuum cleaner. But it's the cow, the goat, and the sheep, the deer, the moose, the elk that help in the recycling of the ecosystem. They eat the grasses, they shit out what they don't digest or whatever's left over. That goes back into the soil with the nutrients and the minerals of these grasses all broken down in a bacterium. Now, if you take the same concept in creation, I don't go into this nature bullshit, in creation, and you do the same thing. You take your nutrients, put them with bacteria so the bacteria can break them down one or two steps. This is why I tell people all the time, when they're taking a B vitamin, put them in yogurt. Because all your B vitamins are activated in the gut, but you lose about 70% of that in the stomach until you put them in some sort of ferment that acts as a carrier. And if it sits there even overnight, it will break all that down one step. So when you drink the yogurt with the B12 or the B5 or the B1, 3, 2, 4, 7, 9, choline, inositol, all of them, it will break them all down one step. And when you consume that the next day, you notice within a day or two, all of a sudden things have changed. Things are better. Things are working better. Concept is in creation. I just borrowed it, observed and understood biology and how it works. The reason why they don't use people shit for it is because people will eat anything. People will eat plastic, McDonald's, milkshakes. Or they'll eat some other bioengineered chemical. So if you use your shit, the only thing it's good for is fire. Because it's got methane in it and other flammables from what you've been eating. Alcohol. I got pickled shit here. Light a match. Watch what happens. So you have different things all around you. Again, if you paid attention. First, understand your environment. First, don't listen to the pie in the sky. They show you on these commercials, right? He's got a lung issue. He's coughing up a lung. He can't shit. He can't digest. He's got headaches, or she's got this, and she's got this going on, that going. So now they give you a pill. Now all of a sudden, everything is just dozy, rosy. Persons are suicidal with their depressions. All of a sudden, they take a pill. That's an illusion. The reason why a person is suicidal, chances are she's deficient nutrient-wise. No iodine, no boron, no zinc, no copper. No B12, no B3, no B1, no choline, inositol. Lacking. These are all the vitamins that you require to have a functioning brain. Potassium is another thing. Sodium is another thing. These are all nootropic elements. If you're taking nootropics, that they tell you to take your ginkgo. You spend a lot of money for ginkgo, where you can buy a black cup of coffee. Does the same thing. Regulates the glucose, increases the oxygen flow, and allows you to think clearer. But if you're low or deficient in specific nutrients that are required for your brains to function correctly, then all these other nootropic factors are not going to work, or they'll work for a very short period of time. You can take Siberian ginseng, you can take ginkgo, you can take vinpocetine, you can take fish oils are a waste of money because it causes more oxidative damage. They say you think better. Well, maybe. I prefer using saturated fat for the brain. Another thing that also is part of the brain deal is your gut, right? Your bacteria in your gut. Well, are you eating yogurt? Are you mixing these nutrients in your yogurt, letting them sit overnight? Be surprised if some of you all of a sudden will start looking at things from a different perspective, because now you're not looking at things from this touchy-feely, emotional, yo-yo. Now you're actually looking at things, the first three letters, the first three words that will come out of your mouth will be WTF. 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 What? WTF? that's what, because now you're going to be seeing things the way you should be. And when you get a yogurt, don't get it with plasticizers, and don't get it with, what the hell did I see the other day? What was in there? Carrageenans. Get them, just make your own. Go get some go find a clean probiotic supplement, whether it's in powder, Natron used to have some good stuff. I don't know if they still do. But any capsule that you find, that is clean. Let's say it's got a dozen open up half the bottle, crack them open, put them in your milk while it's cooling. Mix up a liter, 2 liters, 2 liters at a time. And then pour it in a glass jar and leave them out for a night, and then put them in and add a little sugar, just a little bit. Add your nutrients to it and let them sit out, overnight, maybe two nights, and then put them in the fridge. You're good to go. Now you got something. If you really want to, say you can't find any good probiotics, that you can't find, okay, go get a clean yogurt. Okay? Got nothing in it, no fruit, no shit, just yogurt with whatever strains of bacteria in there. Okay, put that in a, what do you call those bags? It's a straining bag. I use it for, it's like a nylon bag. I don't know what the hell they're called. Shit, I use them all the time for straining. But anyway, they're a nylon bag, not cheesecloth. Cheesecloth, you lose too much shit in it. But put your yogurt in there. If you want, blend, you know, blend the yogurt with your vitamins. Put the yogurt in there in that bag. Let that drain out completely. And then use that water that's coming out of it as a cultured water. And put that in other things. You actually make vinegar with that. So, and then again, whatever comes out will also have some of those. If you say you take a couple B complexes, let's say 4 or 5, and put it in your container, and then you know you put it in the bag and you let that drain. While that's draining, it's causing those supplements to break down. Now, what you can do too, another way of doing it, you got the fluid. You can scoop out that yogurt with the complex extracted vitamins and put a spoon in each container that you're going to make, mix it up really well. Again, let them sit overnight. Dun, 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 dun. See, we are taking what God created with the animals and we're transferring it into our own homes, turning them into a lab. No, not cheese bags. Shit, I don't know what they're called. We got a Canadian Tire. You go into the section where they have these preserves, and they're like a bag, and they got like a little string you pull. You put your stuff in it, you pull your string over, or I just usually let everything just strain, put a rubber band around the jar, and it just everything strains out. But I don't know what that's called, but you'll see them. You know, any kind of bag that will allow you to not cheesecloth. Cheesecloth just too much shit comes out of them. I found. Straining bags, yeah. I don't know what they're called though. Shit, but you can, you know, you can even use a handkerchief. You don't even have to go and buy anything. If you got handkerchiefs, use a handkerchief. Or if you got old sheets or old pillowcases, just cut them to fit over, you know, to form a like a square, say about a 7x7x7x7 square. Put it, yeah, jelly bags. That's it, jelly bags. Use them, fold over your ends, put a rubber band on there, throw your yogurt in there and let it sit. It'll drain out. Leave it there for a day. Mix it up with whatever, let it drain. Yeah, jelly bags. That's it. So, they're jelly bags. They're like, if you go online, you can type in jelly bags. And what they are is they're a bag about 7 inches long, about 3 or 4 inches wide. And you put them in a whatever you want, a jar, glass, and you fold over the end, and you put it. You can put a rubber band, or you can clip it on there, whatever you want to do, like a clothing clip. You know, shit, all these things. Clothespins. You can use a clothespins and just put it like, you know, pin it on 4 sides, and put your stuff in there, and then just let it strain. You know, let it strain out. Now you got a cultured water. You know. You'll have to refrigerate that, but again, or if you're mixing, say, a probiotic with that yogurt you just got, and you're say a B complex, mix up really well, put it in there, let it strain. It'll strain. It takes about a day, so a lot of that will be coming out will be, you know, converted. And then the next day, just make sure you twist the top and squeeze it. Gently get as much moisture out as you can and put that in a container. Mm-hmm. Now you got all that stuff has all been broken down, whatever, you got the water. So you can take scoops of that yogurt and put it in your other yogurt, mix it up and let it sit overnight before you go to bed. The next day you can do the same thing. Now with the water, some of you want to make vinegar. Well, if you got some vodka or gin, what's the other clear based? Vodka, gin. Shit, what's the third one? Agave, tequila or even Everclear, anything like that. Pour some out into a container, whatever you want to make. Add the water to it. If you're going to put it in a jar, let's say a bottle, you have to let that air. And so what you do with that is you put a balloon over the top, put a rubber band or tape out of the balloon after you put the stuff together, because that will form gas through its mutation process. So what happens is the balloon will expand, and then it'll eventually go down. And when it goes down to nothing, then you know it's done. And now you've got clean vinegar, hopefully nano-free. Hopefully. So you got ways of doing things, right? These are things that, you know, we have to start thinking. You know, have to start thinking, have to start, you know, realizing. That's what's real. Because what you're eating then, you have converted it or you have improved it. Because you're not just eating something that's only had potassium, nitrogen, and phosphorus. Now you have a full spectrum of B complex. You know, if you're going to, let's say, add minerals to it, put the minerals in vinegar or citric acid. So now you either have a mineral with acetates or you have minerals with citrates or malic acid or minerals with malates. That's what they become. So you have a lot of different ways of improving what you're buying. And again, if you make a lot of it, okay, it becomes economical because using one container of yogurt, and you may be able to make 10 containers with that. It's called Cabot yogurt, whole milk, 10 grams. Oh, hey, that's good. I'd be eating that too. Here you go to the store, you can't find any. Everything's sugar-free. You're like, what the hell? I had to go to a Middle Eastern market to find anything like that. You know, even the health food stores. The companies they got here is just garbage. It's like, what the hell? This is a health food store. So again, these are the realities of what we're dealing with today. You know, the mind control. You ever watch a television commercial? They're still advertising Ensure. And then they got a little boy drinking the Ensure. Oh, this is so good. Oh, I'm drinking this Ensure. He'll grow up with no balls, no willy, nothing. And then he'll wonder why he feels so feminine, you know, because he's in the wrong body. Because we've given this child endocrine-disrupting foods with endocrine-disrupting chemicals that has now caused his whole endocrine system to go haywire. Same thing with the young gals. Same thing, you know. They're giving them all kinds of stuff that might have, you know, androgens that, again, they don't need. Women are eating androgens. Boys are eating estrogens. Woo! We're just a little bit effed up. Just a little bit. So, again, when we're looking at all the wonderful things that are going on, this has all been done by MK. These are MKUltra programs, every one of these things. But we're not talking MKUltra, right? We don't talk about that. Even the election, the whole election. There's a guy that came on here, and I was listening to him before the show. And I thought he hit it on the head. You know, he hit it on the head completely. When you watch the news, it's not about giving you the news. It's about making you conform to the reality they want you to live in. You know, the best, that's what they want. When they show you all these, okay, there's some shooting just happened in Georgia. I didn't get all the facts, but, you know, now the gun thing, you know, it's terrorizing the neighborhood and everyone's shitting themselves and everyone's, you know, going to die. We got to get our guns. We got to get our tanks. We got to get our anti-aircraft missiles. We're going to war in Georgia. Okay, that's the impression, right? And we do have a criminal element. It doesn't matter where you live. But that's being made to happen. That's being created to happen. Why is it that the United States of America, land of the slave, ruled by the depraved, you know, the United States of Slaverica, let's call it that, Slaverica, the United States of Slaverica. Why is it that the U.S. has all these problems with violence? North of the border, you never had the same type of level. We had it. It's there. Not to the same level. Why is it when you go to Europe, they have it there as well, but not to the same level? Why was the United States of Slaverica having this issue? Who created this issue? That's part of the MKUltra program. Get everybody to be polarized, get everybody to be disjointed, to get everybody to be disunited. What are we seeing with the selection process? Same thing. The polarization is becoming more and more divisive. And when you watch the news, they're saying, you know, Kamala Harris is doing good. She's got money. Every time I pop open my website, I see a picture of Kamala Harris out there begging for money. I need your money. Help me win the election. I need your money. These are millionaires. These people are millionaires. Why do they need our money? They tax the shit out of us. And I'm sure they're probably dipping into the Social Security and in Canada, the social insurance. All right, Virginia, take care. So we're looking at all the wonderful things that are going on in the, because America is number one. America, you are number one. You've been programmed to believe this bullshit for the last 60 years. You're number one. And you know why you're number one? Because you're the first one they conduct the experiments on before they export all this shit to the world. That's why you're number one. Canada now is following the same suit as America's been doing for the longest time. Police brutality, lawlessness, violence, drugs. I just talked to a buddy of mine yesterday from Chatham. He was telling me some of the shit going on there. He said they're bringing in more imports down to the southwestern part of the Canada, of Ontario. Windsor was already multicultural, but when you start talking places like London and Chatham, not so much. They are now. Okay. And the government's paying for all their and the drugs that they're coming in, he says, is unreal. People are zombified on the street. You know, that's not Chatham, Ontario would be probably equivalent to, say, 20 years ago, a little town like Toledo. Something like that. You know, farming community, not a whole lot there. Has a small little section for shopping and whatever, but pretty much everyone is pretty quiet and laid back. You know, good. It's more of a, I wouldn't call it a hick town, but very, very conservative. Not no more. It came out that the FBI knew about the kid that was going to do the shooting in Georgia, and nobody did anything about it. And his father bought him an AR-15. Is that what you're saying? Bought him the AR-15. Imagine that. So everyone's got guns. But you know what? This interesting thing about a gun, guns are harmless until somebody shoots them. Guns are harmless until somebody shoots them. So why is and it's not a gun problem either. It's not a gun problem. It is a problem that is being initiated by the MKUltra programming. Monarch programs and the Manchurian Candidate program. These are what's going on. And this is what's happening. And same in Canada. You know, we're seeing crimes going on. We're seeing people getting whatever. This is all part of the same program. Frequency activation. Yeah, and these are the things we have to really grasp. People just don't go off the deep end for no reason. There has to be a reason why they've gone off. Some people, that's because they're crazy. That's because they're nuts. Yeah, well, they're crazy and nuts. Maybe you would be too if you kept hearing a voice in your head saying, God is calling. God is telling you to go kill a bunch of people. Here's a gun. Go learn how to shoot it. Go here. We'll teach you how. Some of you might think this is really far-fetched, but it isn't. You know, when you've been alive for over 60 years and you see all this shit and you live in certain, I've lived in two countries. I grew up in the one that just left, pretty much. And when you see what's going on in Toronto and Montreal and Calgary was a trip, and Vancouver. And when you're here in Detroit or Chicago or New York or Dallas or Phoenix, and you see the shit going on there, you have to scratch your head and figure out and say, how did this get like this? who did this? So I mean, the first blame to, you know, it's them color folk, them black people, them brown people, them white people, them yellow people, them purple people, people with a strange hair. But that's where it goes, right? That's what people point to, because this is what you visualize, this is what you see, this is what you can conceive or can have a conception of, because it's right in front of you, and the TV keep putting that on there. But the reality is, you know what, when you sit right down to it, most people have been isolated already, and most people have been taught what to believe, what to accept, what to engage in as a means of thinking. If you actually sat down and understood that this is a war to create complete dominion over everybody and everything, and to create chaos and confusion, and to keep everybody in a state of delusion, okay, this is what is really happening. When you begin to understand that, and you'll begin to understand that the TV news media that you're listening to every day is part of that operating system. So like I said, you know, we're no longer in a place where things ain't what they used to be, because they never used to be to begin with. We're no longer, like I said, can rely on the sources that we've been relying on for a long time, believing that the media and the government are on your side. They're not. They have been waiting in wait to have the opportunity to come in and create all the confusion. All these things that we're seeing today, everything coming out today, you have to stop and take a look at it, and you have to stop and analyze what you're watching, what you're believing, what you're seeing. You know, I come from basically a biblical belief system. And when I look at churches telling their people within their church to go get a jab, I'm like, in my head, what is wrong with that? But that is mind control. That's allowing somebody else to do the thinking for you. That's what mind control really is. So when you're having people that, I don't care what you believe, I could care less what you believe, but when you have somebody else do your thinking for you, and telling you what to do in the name of whatever bullshit they're using, in the name of God, we want you to go out there and take a jab. Look out for the other guy. God wants you to look out for the other guy. Perhaps that's true. Maybe, and when we read the biblical references, that is right. Love thy neighbor as thyself. But if they're jumping off the cliff, God also expects you to have some wisdom in your head. Well, that idiot jumped off the cliff. I think I'll pass. That's called wisdom. And this is what I'm saying. We can no longer allow anybody to do our thinking for you, and no politician. No, you can't trust a politician as far as you can piss. You don't trust any minister as far as you can piss. Preacher, pope, priest, rabbi, imam. If you can't validate, if you can't interpret them manipulating God, for that matter, manipulating of God. We all believe in God. We all believe in the Creator. We all believe in, you know, some people call God Source. So we all believe in some starting point of creation. But a lot of times people have got into positions of power to manipulate that. And all of a sudden now God is telling you to go get a jab. That's bullshit to the nth degree. This is, again, showing ignorance of what you believe. And again, I'm saying this from this perspective, but it's true in everyone. You have to think for you. You have to think on, you know, what you understand. Don't just be railroaded. If something doesn't appear to be right, that's not always the case either. Look it up. If something's telling you not to put something in your body that's not been tested, then don't do it. I wouldn't either. Oh, it's untested. Really? Well, go do some tests. Come back, talk to me later. We have to recognize what is happening here. We have to recognize what's really going on every level. And we have to recognize that the mind control that's in place right now has been there for quite some time. The difference in the mind control is that it's been here for so long that, and it's been adapted for so long that people just have come just to accept it. That this is normal. I forgot to put this guy's name. Shit. Anyway, I got some lyrics here off of a song. I think it's something Creep, Dr. Creep or something. But anyway, I was reading this. It says, they got you swallowing pills to replace memories. Biometrics technologies breed Skynet enemies. Zombies with chip implants, palm scanned on demand. You think maybe they're telling you something? I don't know. You know, tech evolution, revolution, utopian prison to plan. Whoa. The utopian prison. 1984. But y'all want it so bad, manipulation, mutation. Fall for anything called change with new faces. Police state of robots, spaceship dudes faceless. They got you coasting like zombies, it's mind control. They got you voting for warlords, it's mind control. They got you stuck in a cycle, it's mind control. They got you plotting a murder, it's mind control. They all work for enslavement, it's mind control. They all die for the system, it's mind control. They all promise the same shit, it's mind control. They all die for the system, it's mind control. I saw that and I thought, you know what, this is exactly what we're looking at. And the mind control goes on into a lot of different venues and a lot of different views. I also got something, I got to play this. This is the one thing I got to play. I got some illustrations there about your thumbprint going up to the cloud. Your thumbprint is a circuit. Imagine that. They're looking at us as if we are devices to be manipulated, uploaded, upgraded. Okay, that's what we're seeing today. This is what's going on. This is why it's imperative that you do not allow anybody to do their thinking for you. Okay, you have... I always say, you know, I have this concept. A lot of times I'm proven wrong, but I still hold on to it. That God gave everybody a brain between their ears. That I've always said. The unfortunate truth as well is most people don't use it. Most people do not use what God has given you. The ability to think. The ability to reason. The ability to rationalize. The ability to be able to see things as they really are. So instead today, in order for us to survive or to exist in a system that's on a bullshit planet, that is bullshit, you have to take medications. In order for you to not lose your mind, you have to be medicated. Is that normal? Perhaps it is in a bullshit planet. You have to take medications for things that do not fix you. This is the caveat of it all. This is what blows me away more than anything. You go to a doctor to get fixed. Instead of getting fixed, he gives you a drug, or she gives you a drug. So I keep it, you know, equal. I'm being murdered by a woman doctor or a man doctor still boils down to murder. Go to a doctor to get fixed. They give you a drug. Does the drug fix your problem? No. And what's even crazier is you go back and get a refill. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's not fixing you. Well, why are you taking more? Well, because my doctor told me. See, that's mind control. The doctor told you and you're going to do it and the drug isn't doing fuck all for you? Is that not mind control? Did it fix your problem? No. So why are you taking the drug? Well, my doctor told me to. Sometimes my head goes like, boing. How does this happen? Why is this happening? So like I said, you know, when we're looking at all the wonderful things that have been going on, you know, following the program is mind control. Obeying the program is a form of mind control. Now, if you got a gun to your head, there's not much you can do about it unless you have one too. But mind control. This is, and you know what? The MK Ultra has never stopped. Never stopped. Like I said, in the United States right now, there is a program called MAID, just like in old Canada. You know, they got the same thing. I think Canada or Canadun or Canadum, because it's been dumbed down, right? Canadum has been dumbed down. Mind control worked really well there. Mind control works really well there. You know, but when you look at the, let's see if I can find it real quick. Here are the states that have this. All the West Coast. I wonder why. Washington, Oregon, California, Hawaii. Come on now. We'll give you some MAID. Now the East Coast. We got Maine. Let's see, what is this one here? Connecticut. And there's another one there. What's the state after? Let's see here. I can't see the... Oh, shit. I screwed up my... Okay. Well, you got three... I think it's beside... Oh, it might... No, it's not New... Well, maybe New Jersey. Yeah. New Jersey, Connecticut, Maine. And then the Central West, Midwest, you have New Mexico, Colorado, and Montana. America has made. So if you want to die, if you want to be murdered, if you want to be, you know... taken out of the equation. Just go to those states. This eventually is going to be in the other 40, according to the article. And the only reason why they're not there now is because they don't have any kind of legislation or rules for it yet. They're going to look at everybody else's policies and they're going to incorporate them in their own. It's like no matter what we do here, this whole thing about accepting somebody to take your life so they can harvest your organs, and they're going to do the same thing like they did in Canada. They're going to make things so unbearably expensive like they did in Canada that Canadians are now saying, I'm getting $1,300 a month for a pension or $1,500 for a month for a pension, and I can't even afford rent. This was run by a Manchurian candidate we call Tittles. You know, and he has brought this upon Canada. And who does he work for? Oh, wait, is it Canadians? Nah. Is it Quebec? Nah. Is it Alberta? Nah. He works for the WEF. The next guy that they're bringing in will also work for the WEF. Now, Canadians will say, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? It don't matter. We got to vote, don't we? No, you don't. What would really matter is if you went into the vote and put your name on the vote. Now, what should actually be happening is every vote should have an identifying number, and you should get a receipt with that number. And then when they show you the counts, right, if that number doesn't show up, then you have to contact them and say, why was not my number in the pile? And they may lie to you, which they probably will. Lying seems to be the new truth. You know, you want to tell the truth, you have to lie. Oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, look at you. You're so thin. You look like you lost some weight. Meanwhile, she's 500 pounds or he's 500 pounds and, you know, not dressed very well. And, you know, but we're going to lie. You know, they're going to lie. But you got to tell a lie in order to be able to exist in this matrix. The truth is a lie. They always lie to you. They always lie. They don't tell the truth. Look, this election we got going on in America, it doesn't matter who wins. Americans are going to lose. Doesn't matter. They're already telling you in the campaigns, which is really blows me away, that it's this flagrant. But they're telling you that if Trump wins, he is going to have more control, more power than any other president's ever existed. He is going to be the totalitarian president. Now, what they don't tell you is if Kamala Harris gets in, she's going to have all that power. Doesn't matter who gets in. Both of them, whoever gets in, is going to have that. Sean, it wouldn't matter. Look at how many times we've seen on television that they're counting the votes, and when the doors are shut, the cameras are on inside these places, which, again, I think is a setup, too. They take the boxes of votes from people that they went and got names off the cemeteries, and they count those votes, and they put them all toward Biden or Trudeau or whatever. We don't have a clean way of voting in Canada either. Yeah, it's always rigged. Sure, well, it's not rigged. It's not rigged because you don't have a vote. See, we still haven't gotten past this idea that we don't live in a country. We live in a corporate world. We live in a corporation. So there's nobody's vote is going to matter anyway. If you have a board of directors in a corporation, they decide who the next president's going to be. Now, Kamala Harris does qualify to being a good president. And some of you are saying, you're crazy. No, you don't. You missed the point. She has done her job well. She's opened up the borders. She's allowed an invading force to attack America from within, just like Tittles did in Canada with the foreigners they brought over. She has caused hyperinflation in the United States. She has damaged the capacity for Americans to have any kind of hope. So she qualifies as a good president because she doesn't serve the American public. That's the mind control that you believe. That's what they've got you thinking. She serves a higher organization, a board of directors that have put her in the place she's in. Same with Trump. Trump did the same thing. He did not allow the invaders to come in. He just redispersed them is all he did. He didn't stop anything. He just, you know, put them over here and put them over there, made it look like he was doing something. But what did he do? He warp-sped a bioweapon, an untested vaccine. Kept telling everybody how safe it is. You know, you've lost over 120 million Americans if the math is right on that. Yeah, we don't have a vote. We never did. That has been part of the mind control to make you believe that you still have a country. If anybody looks up the Organic Act of 1871, you'll see that you've been incorporated back into the Commonwealth. So you have the vote comes from the crown. The vote comes from Rome. Might even come from Tel Aviv. You have no vote. And again, and this is really something that you have to really recognize. They get everybody caught up in a frenzy over, oh, we're going to vote. It's election time. Ooh, yeah, hoo-hoo. You know, just like we got hockey, you know, the Stanley Cup, the Stanley Cup. It's the altar that everybody goes to during the winter months. And if your team wins, that section of the world all of a sudden has a baby population growth. It's, you know, a spurt. Testosterone levels go way up high during that time. Or low, depending who wins and who loses. So again, this is all mind control. You look at Europe. I was just watching that white-haired gal there. She's got a French name, Gerard, or whatever the hell her name. It's a guy, but they got everybody looking at that as if this is a woman that's in charge of the economics. Like, really? And who selected the WEF to be in the position of power they're in? Did any of the countries get to vote on this? No. They run the board of directors. They are the board of directors. From my studies and what I've read, the United States is a corporation that has been since, 1871 is when they never won the war either. That war was number one. The British never left till after late 1880s. American birthday was also the start of the Illuminati in 1776. Well, there you go. Mind control. Can you dig it? All right, let me play something here. So you guys can. Do you think we'll have war? No, there's no. Russia and America are together on this. They are together on this. You know, you think we'll have a war with Russia before the election? I don't know if we'll have a war with Russia. I know we'll have a what we had in Vietnam, undeclared war, owned by the good old So there won't be a war. Not like we're thinking. They're already testing their AI systems over there. I was reading about something about China. Yes, they're using lasers to create a bubble around the submarine, allowing it to go almost as fast as a jet airplane. But the problem with that is because it's going so fast and it's dispersing so much water, it can be picked out anywhere. So it's an idea they're working on, but right now if they were to use it, they would get obliterated with it. And again, how much is in the ocean right now? Okay, that is AI operated with a parameter to obey. What they've done is they turned the Earth into a battleground or a battlefield. But right now, the Ukraine is being basically taken over, not by Russia, by everybody, because of the trafficking that was going on there and the drugs that was coming out of Ukraine. It's a big business there. So what we're seeing going on right now is they're testing. The UN has been crying about restricting robots in the military. Shit, China's mass producing them. So is the U.S. So is Russia. Germany, France, the UK, there's no way they're not going to be doing this. There's nothing they left. Yeah, pretty much. If China's got 1 billion people and they want to make 10 billion robots to cover the population of the planet, we only have 6 billion people. So if we even have that. So where is all this stuff going? I mean, why do they need now to have digital capacity to travel? And this digitalization that they're talking about, is it going to be your cell phone? Chances are no. Chances are in the not too distant future, if you want to travel, you're going to have to be chipped. Right hand or forehead, like the Bible has been telling us. And a lot of people are already being chipped in some countries. I was looking at one of the discords. I posted one of the articles from the Discord where they were targeting some, I forget who the company is, one of the largest companies that monitor everything is monitoring everybody, but with a satellite, zeroing in. That's why sometimes you get a sharp stabbing pain in the head, because they're trying to, you know, they're trying to monitor you or locate you. Time to get the tech out of your body. Time to disengage the tech. Time to remove it. Might be a good idea. But you're not going to be able to go anywhere eventually. You're not going to be able to buy anything. You won't even be able to get into a store if you don't have that chip. The moment you come within the store, the chip will ID you, who you are. And when you walk through the door, if you're allowed to go in there, if they haven't shut down your access to your finances or to your economics, if you don't have that type of chip, you won't even be able to get entry to any shop. And if there are no shops to go to and you need the internet to access whatever you need, you won't even be able to do that either. You see the video putting on a Trump 2024 hat yesterday? Oh, did he? I do believe you are correct, if I'm not mistaken, that it was called the Act of 1871 when America was. Yeah, another name for it is the Organic Act of 1871. But yeah, they were totally reincorporated to the whole country. There has never been a free country. If we're so damn free, why the hell are we paying taxes and it's going to the crown? You know, that's all bullshit. You know, in God we trust, but the queen gets our money, you know, the king gets our money. So like I said, it's all been a mind controlled mind fuck from day one. You know, the idea of getting everybody, you know, shish boom ba, we're patriots, patriotic to the core, we're, you know, God, king and country, but that's all mind control. That's all mind control. You know, we don't have anything, whatever they're depicting out to the general population, majority of that is just bullshit. It's to keep the masses in line. It's to keep the masses in check. If everybody really knew the truth about what we really have, what's really going on in the world today, there'd be a revolution on a planetary scale. Everybody would be revolting. There wouldn't be a military on the planet that would be able to stop that. Chinese, East Indian wouldn't be able to. They would get smoked. That kind of rage. It wouldn't matter what sophisticated weaponry they have. They would get smoked. Same in the U.S. Same in Canada. You know, I'm not sure who'd be the more vicious between the two countries, but I would say the politicians might have their head on a pike. You know, considering all that's happened here in the West. The experimentation and the exploitation that we are dealing with today, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. All this stress, all this broken, and the fact that the resources are available, but they're being reallocated to data centers so that the water supply will go to them rather than to the farms. It's all bunk. It's all bullshit. All of it. You know, we're going after cobalt and lithium. You know, when you have zinc and zinc manganese air batteries that work almost just as well, they add graphene to it to amplify the power, and it doesn't have the same potential to explode or get on fire. And we're using something that toxic. Today, I saw something on television. It was really interesting. This woman had her car. She was getting electric her hydro from her for her car. Getting a charge, and she wound up, the door locked. The door locked on her, you know, and her kid was inside. Her kid was inside. And so she started beating on the thing where you're getting the charge from. And, some guy had to come in and break it open with a pipe and then finally the door let go. But the temperatures had reached a whopping 36 Celsius or about 109 inside the car. So these cars have this AI network in them and they want everybody to be using artificial intelligence. It is the dumbest thing anybody can do. Once that has control, it'll be up to it to release that control. You know, and we're not seeing that this tech is not, how would you put it? this tech is not safe on any level. This tech is not doable on every level. It is what it is. It is what it is. Okay, let me see if I got this. Hopefully I got the right one. Sometimes I screw up. Here we go.
This is the Rebel Call Channel. Welcome. This is the Rebel Call Channel. Welcome to today's show. Watch all the narratives as they continue to come out in regards to the school shooting event that occurred in Georgia. Because remember, really what I should start talking about more is that there's an agenda behind every single news story. It's not there to inform you. It's there to conform you. It's there to condition you. If we know that there's an end game that they have in mind, then we have to watch all these news stories, because that's what transitions people into accepting the things that they want them to have in the first place, the way that they want them to live in the first place. That has to do with AI governance. It also has to do with getting technology inside the body. And this story now about what happened in Georgia, the main topic is, well, what can we do? Because people are upset about the fact that cell phones weren't in some people's hands, that they weren't able to connect with their child in a school. This is a main concern for people. Lifeline or distraction? Should we have cell phones in schools or shouldn't we, right? So the debate has been that children are becoming dumber and dumber and more distracted, and their mental health has been getting worse and worse. So schools were talking about banning cell phones in school, which really makes no difference, because everything they're learning in this institution anyway is nothing more than lies. And if you haven't noticed, since cell phones have come out, people have become dumber and dumber. And if you want to see something frightening, look at all of these students in these classrooms who are walking into school and putting their cell phones in what looks like almost like a personal locker for their cell phones. They have to lock their cell phones up. But of course, this is a problem for the elites. Even though they run the school system, they need to do some pushback with saying that, hey, inside the school system, kids aren't paying enough attention. Kids are getting dumber, so maybe we should take technology away. But they're never, ever going to talk about, should kids have cell phones in the first place? Should parents be providing their children with cell phones? That's the main thing people should be saying. But instead, these children are growing up on technology, which is what the globalists want. Because the more inundated they are with tech, the easier it will be to dupe them into getting this technology inside of their body. So let me show you what is airing on national news in regards to the debate over cell phones in schools. Because, of course, remember, these kids have to have cell phones because they got to be able to call their parents in case of an emergency. So we have to figure out a solution. And, of course, we all know what that solution will be in the future. And they're getting you ready for that. Take a look.
When shots rang out in Winder, Georgia, Aria Bowling called her mother, Tabitha, from inside the school.
It's scary. And I'm thankful that she did have her phone so that I could know that she was in the situation.
Increasingly, schools nationwide are putting limits on kids' cell phones. Tonight, the tragic school shooting has a lot of parents concerned about staying in touch. Carrie Rodriguez is president of the National Parents Union. What are you hearing from parents?
Deep frustration, deep fear, deep anxiety that they're not going to know what's happening with their child if an emergency arises. And frankly, if a child needs to reach out to a parent for help and support, they should be able to do so.
2,100 middle school students in Marietta, Georgia, have been locking their cell phones in pouches since last spring.
Where we wanted students to be focused and present and free from distractions in class.
Superintendent Dr. Grant Rivera says the decision came after extensive discussions with parents, teachers, and law enforcement about what to do in an emergency.
One of the dynamics they've shared with us is that we don't want students being distracted by cell phones while they are listening to the directives and commands of adults who've been trained on how to respond.
Dr. Rivera says, unlike some other schools, in Marietta, every classroom has a device to quickly unlock the pouches in the event of an emergency and when it's safe to do so. Tonight, parents and schools trying to strike a delicate balance between learning, safety, and being connected.
So when I say they're getting everybody ready for that, they're looking at the cell phone, they're saying, well, there's pros and cons to it, instead of saying there's just cons, because there's no pros to it. There's no pros at all to owning a phone. People had pretty good lifestyle for a long period of time before cell phones came out. In fact, the term mental health wasn't such a thing until social media was created and children were provided cell phones. But remember, folks, you have to have a phone, because if you don't have a phone, you can't get conditioned into an AI government, which is AI governance, and you can't get conditioned into getting the technology inside your body. They couldn't come to your door pre-cell phone and tell you to get tech inside of you, could they? They had to condition you first with this technology, give it to you for free, make it cheap and very easy to access cell phones, make the internet reasonably cheap, get everybody addicted on it. Never mention the words about the internet being the most dangerous thing for humanity, being the most detrimental thing to humanity. Talking about the internet as if it's good and it's providing people with answers to questions and it's helping people connect. That's the big term. You even heard it in that news clip, right? Connecting to people. Because remember, the internet of bodies is what it's about. Connecting people to the internet of bodies. So they can never talk about cell phones being unnecessary because they don't want you to wake up and realize that people would do perfectly fine without cell phones. The problem is that 99% of people are addicted to their technology. And if you actually look at the World Economic Forum, this ties into the infrastructure in schools. It's not just about getting surveillance inside the schools. It's also about changing the infrastructure inside of schools. And the future really looks like, what it looks like is what you just saw in 2020. Okay, there's going to be more and more at-home learning. The role of AI in education 4.0, AI education. They want to make sure that everything in all education is going to go through technology. They don't want human influence anymore when it comes to brainwashing these children. In fact, they know that technology and AI will serve a better purpose for them to brainwash them even deeper, and they don't have to rely, they don't have to worry about human error. So we know that AI governance is coming. We know that they've been working people into the cell phone transition. That's really what it's about, the cell phone transition. Because after you see that national news clip, you scratch your head and you say, yeah, right, so should they have cells or should they not? Again, you don't say, how about nobody has cells? How about the kids don't need cells in the first place? They got to still keep the phone, but you got to figure out a way so the kids aren't distracted, right? So for the time being, we've got cubby lockers or whatever they want to call them for kids to put their phones in. But the future, what's the future, you're asking? The future is getting technology in your body. And everybody out there who says that it's crazy, they find it crazy because they can't process it. They cannot process what I'm saying. So they automatically are defensive against it. But if you listen to these people, if you listen to Klaus Schwab, if you listen to Yuval Harari, if you listen to people at the World Economic Forum, like the CEO of Nokia, you hear them talking about how the next wave of phones are not going to be in your hands. They're going to be in your body. And then you start thinking to yourself about the Matrix and human beings turning into batteries and all these things that have been ignored, that have been right in front of our faces. And then you hear them right out of their own mouths talk about what they're trying to change and what the fourth industrial revolution is about. It isn't just changing the infrastructure. It's about changing you and who you are. It's about hacking human beings' genetic codes. They talk about this out in the open. And this is the transition. This is what you're hearing. This is what you can take from these stories about, well, you know, what should we do? Should we let our kids have phones in school or not? Well, remember, they create all these problems and they're leading you to the solution. The solution is getting you to accept tech in your body. And we're getting closer and closer and closer. But the more negatives they tie into the phone, the more positives they'll give you about the future of cell phones and how if a cell phone's inside of you, you don't have to worry about these different things because you're mixed with machine. Now you don't have to worry about machine stealing human jobs anymore because you're one with machine. You're man and machine. They're transitioning people into this, and they're telling us flat out, right in the open.
Matrix. Control. The Matrix is a computer-generated dream world built to keep us under control in order to change a human being into this.
Future, you will have such a good digital twin that you'll be able to go into the metaverse, into a virtual reality world, turn a dial, pull a switch, feel around, and actually change it in the real plant.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is not far off. I mean, the physical and the digital worlds, they will grow together. And the result is exactly what you just said.
I wanted to ask when you all think we're going to move from this form factor to something that's on your face, glasses, and when computing's all on the edge.
All right, 50 seconds. Who wants to answer quickly?
I think it will go. It will. First of all, it will definitely happen. I was talking about 6G earlier, which is around 2030. I would say that by then, definitely the smartphone as we know it today will not anymore be the usual kind of the most common interface. Wow. Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
Yeah. Whoa. I don't even like a needle coming to my body, much less somebody hardwiring me to a machine. Oh, no. I got two words for them, FRO. You know, but the thing is, this will happen. This is going to happen. And the reason why it's going to happen is because people don't read. They look at this as all fiction. This is all part of mind control to disassociate from reality and truth. But when you see all that's going on and the level and the rate and the velocity that this is coming in right now, and there's always things that are going to pop up to create a distraction, a oversensitizing you to some sort of shockwave. That shockwave will erase from you whatever you're dwelling on. If you're worried about your bills, if you're worrying about crime, if you're worrying about sex offenders, if you're worrying about genetics, whatever it is, and when they hit you with something, oh, we had a train derail over in Ohio. We had a kid kill 20 kids in school over here today. We had a plane crash. We had all this shockwave. So when you get hit with that kind of news, it shocks you and you forget. It jars you out of that mode or mood you're in. It changes your whole dynamic. It changes your emotion. But this is how things get done. Or you watch something that is just hilariously funny. Again, you forget about whatever it is you're dealing with. This is what's going on. The more you watch TV, the more you have it on, even if you're not watching it. That too, in and of itself, it is the very worst mind control device ever allowed to be in people's home. It was the beginning of polarizing the family to break down. Before TV, family spent time together. You know, you had a family. Today, what you've got is Leave It to Beaver fantasy. It isn't real. And before TV came along, people were a lot smarter as well. Now we're just today. As a society, as a culture, as an identity, and this is globally. We have imbeciles today. Total imbeciles. What's running the country today? Why is a guy that runs a hotel or casinos, sex pots and all this other shit, has become president? How does that even happen? Because we don't have people of quality anymore that have the ability to see whatever. And then we have such a level of deep, 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 deep infiltration of corruption in every country that every country now is rotted to the core. You know, so when we're looking at the whole dynamic of everything, you know, you are under a mind control, whether you realize it or not. When you watch all these alternative goofy gurus trying to sell you product or trying to mislead you with, again, inaccurate science or inaccuracies about everything, because they don't know shit, number one. Even if they're medical people, they don't know shit. They're not trained in any kind of real science. What they're trained to do is sell you a drug. What they're trained to do is addict you to some sort of concept or ideology. They're not there to fix you. Like I said, you know, you go get you got something that goes wrong, and they say, okay, here, take this drug. Is it going to fix it? No, but it'll treat the symptoms. Again, you're not thinking because somebody did the thinking for you. Well, I want this fixed. I don't want to take a drug. I don't want to be taking any kind of medications. I want this fixed. How do I fix this? Well, we can't fix it. Then why am I coming here then? See, this is what you should be saying. This is what how you should be thinking. You go to a church or a place of worship, and they tell you to go get the jab because it's the right thing to do. Says who? Did God whisper in your ear and say, hey, you go get the shot because I'm not enough? Created the heavens and the earth, but I can't stop a virus? Really? So go. This is mind control. Don't let anybody. This is what I tell people at the end of these shows, you know. Go read your Bibles. Read them for yourself. Understand what you're reading, because you allow somebody else to come in there and start teaching you shit. So that is shit. That isn't true. It isn't right. It isn't accurate. I just mentioned about this whole taking a jab in the name of whatever bullshit. That is not God. That is some kind of stupidity coming out of a pulpit. But again, read it for yourself. The reason I'm telling you this is because I've been through two cults. I know what it's like to have your head spun up your ass twice. So I'm telling you that you read it for you. Don't let anybody tell you what to do in that regard, in your faith and your beliefs. Unless you can be shown with conclusive evidence of whatever it is you're looking at is real. And that this is this that to give you a different perspective of what it is you're believing, that's one thing. But you see here, somebody say, well, I feel, I believe, I think. You do the same thing. So what makes your beliefs and thinking different than one of the guy in the pulpit? Like I said, you know, pay attention. Mind control is in everything. It has seeped into everything. It's the biggest delusionary perspective of life that you'll ever understand. That everything is an illusion. Pretty much, and it's been done on purpose to keep you from seeing the truth. That's the only reason why. And in order for you to have a truth, you have to have some sort of foundation or someplace anchoring you. If you're not anchored to the truth, then you're basically being tossed to and fro. And you will be misled and continually to be led down a path toward oneness with a new God. A God made of wires, circuitry, and quantum. That'll be your God. You'll bow down and pray to the neon God you made. That's where you'll be going. And that ain't God. Just to give you a heads up on that. Anyway, like I said, read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say, and read it for you. Read it for you. Again, we have a Discord. Oh shit, I keep forgetting to do that. We have a Discord where people come in and they talk. And they talk about things of all kinds of stuff. So when you come on in, feel free to come on in. The only thing that is required is that you're respectful of different views. You can have disagreements, just be respectful. But come on in, get together, get to talk with people, get to talk. Because everyone, you know what everyone tells me? Nobody does it. But you know what everybody tells me? They tell me, well, we got nobody to talk to. We can't talk to anybody like this. We can't. And then they come in and they type. So come on in, talk, don't be shy. You don't have to be shy. Nobody's going to do anything, you know, weird or strange or anything like that. You know, come in and talk. Get to know people. Make friends. What the hell? That's what it's there for. So make some friends. Get to know people. All right. The next show should be on the 14th. Same bat time, same bat channel, 8 p.m. Feel free to hop in the next show. All right. Till the next segment to your health. I will be a little late. You got to post the show. And then I'll be in the Discord as well. All right. Take care.